Lopez, LOPEZ, Simona, SIMONA, 10-12-72. Chief complaint. Number one, follow up of diabetes. Number two, follow up of hyperlipidemia. Number three, my mammogram is due. Number four, heel pain. Number five, I do a lot of standing up, so my right heel is killing me. Number six, history of increased triglycerides of over 300. Number seven, she never came back for a follow-up. Number eight, history of increased liver function test. Number nine, history of increased LFT, increased WBCs, period. Patient is a 51-year-old woman with heel pain and multiple medical issues and problems. She quit having periods in 2022. Her last set of blood tests showed that she was in desperate need of bioidentical hormones because of her symptomatology, had a high blood sugar, which she never came back for a follow-up period. She never see the specialist and never did follow-up for the hormonal bioidentical hormonal replacement period. In the paragraph, she's had a tummy tuck, T-U-M-M-Y-T-U-C-K, which she's very proud of and very happy about, and she's also had increased triglycerides and cholesterol. Period. New paragraph, as far as her diabetes, she's continuing to lose weight. She thinks that's a good thing, but I told her that's most likely because of diabetes out of control. A1C is pending today. Period. Her kidney function, kidney function needs to be evaluated today as well, which will be done as well. Family history, dad had diabetes, mom had uterine cancer. Social, she's a substitute teacher, doesn't smoke. Doesn't drink, last period, 2022, has five children, she's married for 35 years, her husband is a mechanic, surgery, tummy tuck, appendectomy, medications, none, medical problems, none that she knows of. Of course, she does have hot flashes symptoms, which have actually improved. She does have symptoms of diabetes, which is not taking any medication, and is denial, allergy, none. COVID immunization is up to date, review of system as above, 169 pounds, down 7 pounds. Because of osmotic diuresis, 99%, 97.8, 16, 70, 147 over 84. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows and rash around mucosa with anision, logical non-focal. Right here, heel is quite tender to touch. Number one, heel pain, x-ray shows a large spur. Number two, Motrin 800, lots of rest, wear Corn aid, C-O-R-N aid, to protect the heel spur. Next number. Next number, patient will be followed up in a week. Next number is if not improved, she will need injection. And next number, she agrees with the plan. Next number, still needs to see an OB/GYN doctor. Next number, needs a mammogram. Next number, increased triglycerides previously. Next number, check blood work today. Next number, A1C will be checked. Next number, blood sugars have been elevated in the past. Next number, start Monjora, both for fatty liver, for diabetes, and for weight loss. Next number, Motrin 800 added. Next number, yearly mammogram ordered. Next number, it's not time for a mammogram. Next number, no family history of colon cancer. Next number, abdominal ultrasound showed a fatty liver. Next number, gallbladder is gone. Next number, because of vertigo, which I believe is most likely related to her diabetes or slash metabolic slash prediabetes. We looked at her carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram showed for palpitation was normal. Next number, renal ultrasound done for increased blood pressure as far as diabetes within normal limits. Next number, urine analysis is within normal limits. Next number, thyroid is stable. Next number, family history stroke also prompted us to look at her carotid, which looked fine. Next number, come back in a week. Next number is increased liver function test, most likely related to fatty liver. Next number, we'll run a hepatitis profile if it continues to be elevated as well. Next number's last TSH was normal. Next number, patient still wants to see a specialist, OB/GYN specialist, but wants to wait at this time. Until she gets the results of the blood work. Next number of findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. At length, thank you.